Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks, wrapping up our theme right there, wrapping up Musicians Come and Play. As we come up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading at 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Frank Galuski. How are you doing, Frank?
Very good. Good morning to you all.
All right. And where is Frank at this morning?
Well, I am in my garage at my house in Schmickel Valley.
Okay. Schmickel Valley Road, huh? And that's in Trumbull, Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah, just outside of Trumbull. I'm out in the country closer between Arcadia and Centerville, that area.
Very, very good. Is that where you were born and raised, or where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Arcadia, Wisconsin, and raised in Dodge until I escaped.
Okay. Very good. Well, I understand that you are a fantastic tuba player. Play that bass horn. And how did things get going for Frank?
Well, I started out in a grade school band and in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually started playing in the high school band and played for 4 years, of course, in high school band. And by the sophomore year, I was out playing some gigs.
Okay. Very good. And looking back, who were those first gigs with? Any of the name bands or just the small put-together bands? Or
pretty much when I started, it was small local bands.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Very
I,
good.
Played for a couple different bands that were pretty popular in the area.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, what... So, tuba, you said you took that in school band then? You started playing there then?
You bet. I had a fantastic teacher. His name was Jerry Gleason.
Uh-huh.
And he was the tuba player himself. He played with the Ernie Reck Band out of Arcadia.
Oh, okay.
Who was had a TV show every Saturday out of Eau Claire on Channel 13.
Oh, okay.
And Jerry Gleason was a tuba player, and he kind of took me in and... Being that my brother Dave also played tuba, and my brother Gary played tuba, there was no choice. He says, "You're going to play tuba, your brother."
Oh, that's wonderful. Are those two guys still playing the tuba yet, or are you?
Unfortunately, my brother Gary passed last year, but my brother Dave is still playing with a local band in this area in some of the nursing homes and such. He still loves to play just like I do.
Okay. And were they older brothers or younger brothers?
Older.
Older brothers. Okay, very good. How many kids in the family were you born to?
Four boys.
Four boys. Okay. And three out of the four were tuba players, huh?
Yep, and my younger brother he just didn't have any interest in it.
Okay.
Kind of don't blame him, because if you got tuba players around the house, you get kind of tired of listening to Oompa.
Yeah, and it's one of those tougher instruments probably to learn and play, because unlike the trumpet or trombone or clarinet or saxophone, those are more melody-type instruments, aren't they?
Well, they are. I was fortunate enough to take a lot of solos to state and such.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, my sophomore year, I started playing solos. And then by the time I was senior, I was at state several times.
Okay, very good. Well, obviously you probably played school horns back in those days. When did you get your first very own tuba then?
Well, I bought my 24J Con from my band director in 74, because he stopped teaching for a while and went to work for Hal Leonard Music in Winona, Minnesota.
Okay.
And I went to visit him, and I was playing. By that time, I was playing with Rodney Risto and the Swiss Girls.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And I needed a horn, and he said, "You come down, I'll help you buy one." And he did. I got a brand-new 24J. It's a 4-valve Con 20J, basically.
Uh-huh.
And I still have it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And is that one of those, what they call a rain catcher? Is that the upright bass?
No, it's the big horn.
It is, okay.
It's recording, they call it the recording bass.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Well, I'll tell you, being a drummer in my career over the years, pretty much, I did a little bit of trumpet in high school and concertina. I took concertina lessons from Betty Wolf, Tony and Betty Wolf, and the Deutschmeisters there. So,
Yeah,
so had a little experience there, but mainly a drummer throughout my career. And so you kind of bond with that tuba player back there. I played with a lot of good ones over the years, and boy, you're the rhythm section. It's a fun place to be. I always say they put the pretty boys or pretty girls up front because they're the melody, usually the horns, saxes, clarinets, trumpets. But the rhythm and the bass, you kind of anchor the back row, don't we?
I really enjoy playing in the back row, and especially when I'm with Brian Brigham, because his wife, Jody, was a great friend of mine. Is one of my favorite drummers. That's
okay.
Marv Nissel's daughter.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah. So you still work with Brian on occasion, or?
Oh yeah. In fact, I was just texting back and forth this morning. We have some jobs that I wasn't sure about, so I got him on my calendar. We're gonna be playing 4 or 5 jobs yet this year.
Well, that's awesome. That is very good. Well, you started out back in the days playing with Brian, and you did some recording with him. Must have been, you know, that was a great time to be alive and playing polka music. Oh, was that back maybe in, the 80s, 90s? How far back do you...
Yeah, back when the fests were big was the greatest time, when Gibbon was roaring.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ellsworth was good. And,
yeah.
And there was a lot of playing to be done back in those days.
And the guys, the fellow musicians, you're talking about Brian and Jody and them, they were probably closer to the 20s than they are now, huh?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I say they were probably closer to their 20s back then.
Oh, yeah, Brian was just a youngster when he started his band in 85.
Yeah, in 85,
and
okay.
I was his first tuba player.
You were.
And I stayed with him for 3 years until I decided I needed to go back to working a little bit more and doing less running around.
Okay, very good. And that's the thing with music. You're probably, just like I was, did not make music your full-time occupation, so you had to do something to put food on the table and pay the house payment, right?
Well, that's the thing. And all of my mechanic friends said I was a musician, and all my musician friends thought I was a mechanic.
So. Oh, yeah. Where did you work, Frank?
I actually had several jobs as a diesel mechanic. I went to school in Sioux City, Iowa, for a diesel mechanic after I worked with Eddie Skeets.
Okay.
I worked with Skeets for about 3.5 years, and then I decided I wanted to go to school. I always wanted to, and then I did. And then after I graduated with school, I moved up here and started working for Ruan Trucking, and then me and my wife went to Milwaukee, and I worked for Milwaukee Mack. And eventually we moved back here, and I worked for some other trucking outfits.
All right. So you'd get your fingers kind of greasy and dirty then, huh?
Did what they needed to do to make a nice living.
There you go. And thus another good reason to be in the back row, so that if you didn't get them fingers totally scrubbed clean, didn't have to worry about people staring at them. Well, very good. Very good, Frank. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read our ad for the sponsor of the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds fine. You keep just playing that music.
All right. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. And from the Sausage Kitchen, a reminder, the Minnesota Firearms Deer Hunting Youth Season is this coming weekend, and the regular firearms opener is just a few short weeks away. If you still have some trimmings left in the freezer from previous hunts, bring them in now. The St. Joe Meat Market can grind them into hamburger or make some delicious sausage products in time to take with on your upcoming hunting trip. For the do-it-yourselfers, the St. Joe Meat Market carries all the ingredients to make your own sausage products, including boneless pork and beef trimmings, high-temperature cheeses, a full line of casings, including natural pork, beef, and sheep, fibrous and collagen casings, and a large variety of seasonings, everything from brat and breakfast type seasoning to wiener and bologna seasoning, summer sausage, snack stick, and jerky seasoning. Call ahead and have your order waiting for you when you walk in the door. The phone number, 320-363-4913. The Brat of the Week series continues for just a few more weeks. This week, it is our cooked sauerkraut brats. They're good ones. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And a big thank you from the St. Joe Meat Market, wishing you a very safe and successful hunting season. Frank, for being our guest on the show, and boy, we started this thing a whole bunch of years ago. 2013, I think, was our first program. Wally Pickle, if you remember Wally, he was our first guest on the program back in February of 2013. Do you remember Wally?
Oh, certainly. I do, yes. I met him several times.
Okay, very good. Well, Frank, we're going to package up one of those meat packages, fire that off to you, and hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Hey, that sounds just awesome.
All righty. So, yeah, talking about Wally Pickle, and you did a lot of time with Brian. You want to mention some of the other bands that you've sat in with and played with over the years?
Well, when I was in Milwaukee, then I hooked up with Ray Conkle, and I played in his band for several years.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, Eddie Skeets, like I said, and, so many bands. I ended up playing with a Dixieland band out of our area, and we traveled. Oh, it was Mississippi Mudcats, Ron Station, the Mississippi Mudcats.
Yeah.
We played Vegas several times at the Stardust, and we also played down in Mazatlan, Mexico.
Oh, my. You've been a traveler.
And, we were on the Julia Bell. We were the house band on Julia Bell Swing, which is a riverboat that was docked in La Crosse.
Okay.
So we went up and down the river and played and had just a super deluxe time.
Wow. That sounds pretty neat.
I've been fortunate enough. Of course, I played with the Scheid Reunion Band, Elmer Scheid.
Yep, I was going to bring that up to you. That was this year with COVID that got canceled and kind of jerked around and everything, but got things back on track this year. And, boy, that was a big success, huh?
Yeah, it was a big crowd, and it was a lot of fun, and it really went well. It was great. Good musicians.
Yes, I was going to mention that. And I heard about a number of the musicians in the band there. So was it Rick Keane, I think, was in the band,
yes,
and Myron Mielbauer?
Jerry Cale.
Yep. Gary Schrader.
I can't even know. I'm coming short of thinking about him, but everybody there did the job the way they were supposed to, and it sounded a lot like Elmer Scheid. It was. Like,
yeah. And you had some good concertina players there, Lowell Schubert and Jerry Menar.
Right, exactly. They both did an awesome job.
You know, having played concertina, I said I've always appreciated a good drummer and a good bass horn player. It makes playing a concertina so much easier. It's vice versa, too. When you're a bass horn player and you get somebody as talented as Brian, Lowell, Jerry Menar, my goodness, that's easy to follow along, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And we all know most of those songs because we grew up with the concertina, you know, and it's a blast. For me, it's just fun to use my imagination with the keys and chords and just play the parts that are helping make it sound good.
You bet. You had the opportunity to play Dare Comic's horn. That must have been a thrill, huh?
Well, it's sitting here right now.
It is.
I don't know if you knew this, or I'm sure I didn't mention it. I played for Durr's funeral.
Oh, you did? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, me and Johnny Gogg, he called me and says, come over to my house in Mankato. You and your wife stay overnight, and we'll go play Durr's funeral after. Of course, Betty had talked to me, Durr's wife.
Uh-huh.
And so I used my horn, my 24J, and after the funeral, Betty, Durr's wife, said, come to the house, and you come and take Durr's horn. He wanted you to have it.
Really? Wow. That's a pretty big privilege. Wow, that is awesome, huh? Yeah, and that's a good horn too, huh?
It's an awesome horn. I'm so impressed that he was kind enough to let me to give it to me.
Oh man, I guess so.
He was my idol.
Yes. Oh man. Yeah, I don't know if there was any better than Dare. I mean, and I don't know how he got started or any of his history, but how old would have he been about when he passed away?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing
How old was Dare when he passed away? Do you know?
78, I believe.
Okay.
It'd be about 15 years ago. It was in 1995.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. Have you had the opportunity to play all of the solos that Dare did all those years? Did you get to do the Elephant's Waltz and some of them over the years?
Yes, we actually in the band have the original arrangement of the Elephant Waltz that we copied from the Scheid book.
Okay, very good.
So I play that quite often by request.
Uh-huh. Some of the other solos that you get a big kick out of playing that you might mention?
Well, I do the Edelweiss just like during the Katzenjammers did.
Oh, you do? Or, okay.
Well, not just like, but I do the best I can.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
I have the tuba book from the Scheid band sitting here right now, which I have to return to the Hall of Fame.
But sure.
I went through all that and played everyone sitting here in my garage, and then I played with Brian's band. And
okay.
And Gary Brigg, and I played with Gary also and Becky Livermore. And
sure.
Barefoot Becky.
Yep, yep. Oh, that's great. You still playing?
You've been working with about four bands through the year at this point.
Okay. So I was going to say, you're still pretty active, still playing quite a bit then?
Oh, yeah. And it's been such a great fall because, after that COVID thing, now we're finally, everybody's opening up to Oktoberfest and such. So
yeah, yeah.
And really, really busy.
Well, that's awesome. Gary Schrader, another great bass horn player. Got to know Gary a little bit the past couple of years.
Really a good buddy of mine.
Yep, really neat. And he's so talented. He plays, keyboards and plays banjo and some of the other instruments as well. So he was in the tribute band and didn't even play the bass horn then, huh?
Yes, I wanted to give everybody a chance that, Chris Langan, I don't know if you know Chris.
Yeah, yep, I do.
He plays banjo and tuba. His dad was Tom Langan, who was a great tuba player with Sil Liebel.
Okay.
And he's sitting next to me also in the Scheid reunion, so I wanted him to play a little for the band too. It's just,
neat.
Give him a chance.
That's awesome. You bet. How about Hillary Haig was another good tuba player. Did you get to meet him?
I got to know Hillary pretty good. He let me sit in his horn when I was just a youngster at Gibbon.
Oh.
He let me play his horn, and it was he was just a gentleman and just a great player.
You bet. And seen him with the Jerry Schuft and Earl Schmidt bands and really liked his style. He was a lively musician, too, as well.
And he was also a sax player.
Oh, was he?
Tenor sax.
Wow. Okay. I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to know Jerry Schuft, and I played a couple of jobs with Jerry when I lived in Sioux City. When I didn't have something booked with the bands that I worked with down there.
Okay.
Well, if, say, for instance, the Wendingers were coming down to Omaha or in that area, they'd have me play, or into Iowa. And the same with Jerry Schuft. I played down at Lakeview Ballroom with Jerry Schuft.
Okay. Very good. Some of the dance halls and venues that you played over the years that were special to you. What you mentioned Gibbon. Some of the other dance halls that were really special?
Well, I was out to Hunter Mountain, New York with Eddie Skeets, and that was very, very, very cool. I really enjoyed seeing the mountains out there. We were 60 miles from New York, but I was so happy just to be around that beautiful area that I didn't really want to go to New York. They were offering bus trips from Hunter Mountain out to New York, the city, but I didn't go.
Okay.
It was so nice where I was.
There you go. Yeah. You mentioned Eddie Skeets. That's a band that I don't know much about. A little bit about Eddie. Was he, he was a well-known band, huh? Comparable to what, Dick Rogers and some of those bands, or?
Well, he was, he had the big band. He had 9-piece, 10-piece big band and did a lot of the big band dance music, stock arrangements.
Okay.
Of course, he was originally out of Worthington, and he had a band called the Bohemian Band.
Okay.
And then when he moved to Sioux City, then he started his own band. The reason he was called Skeets, because in the Navy, Washinowski was too hard for anybody to say, so they start calling him Skeets.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And his real name is Eddie Washinowski.
Okay. That is another little known fact. All right.
I know a little bit about a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. You bet. Do you know, obviously, Eddie had recordings out. Did he do any CDs or was it all vinyl?
No, it was all vinyl.
All vinyl, yeah.
That was before CDs.
That was before CDs. Okay, very good. Well, we've just about run out of time here, Frank. We want to I usually ask everybody about this time of the program if they have a special memory or something, and you certainly shared quite a few memories with us already, but is there one that sticks out in your mind that you'd like to share with the listeners that, good, bad, or otherwise over the years?
Well, I guess one thing that comes to mind is playing down in Iowa with Wayne Ripke. I was staying down there, working down there, and playing in Wayne Ripke's band, and my family came down to see me and to hear the band, and the last thing we played is Home Sweet Home, and I took a tuba solo, and my whole family all cried.
Oh, neat. That is really neat. Yeah, Wayne Ripke, is he still living yet?
Yes, he just turned 80 not too long ago. I called him on his birthday about 6 months ago or so.
Okay, still playing a little bit then and still active then, huh?
He kind of retired from playing.
He did, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. We're going to save a little time here to play some music of Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman and one of his early recordings that has you on the bass horn. It's from 1986 recording. So want to take this opportunity to thank you, Frank, for joining us here. And I always tell everyone, good Lord willing, that you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for having me on.
You bet, Frank. And with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here. So have a great day, Frank.
Okay, you too.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Frank Kaluski, here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 40 degrees currently here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music by Brian Brigham coming up in just a bit. Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we're now at 15 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading, that is at 40 degrees here in central Minnesota. Frank Kaluski, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program, and boy, what a wonderful guest he was. So knowledgeable about the music industry and lot of experience there. Just fun to listen to Frank talk about all of the good times, about the Elmer Schied Band, the Tribute Band, and Eddie Skeets, and all of those bands that he worked with over the years. So great, great program there. Well, we're going to feature music of Brian Brigham off of his 1986 recording, and that is Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman, the first selection there, one called Dance With Me, Darling, and that features Frank on the tuba. Brian Brigham and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman. Yeah, I can hear that great tuba work there. Frank Galuski on the tuba. One called Dance With Me, Darling. 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. Old time polka time. One called Andy's Polka. Thank you. Brian Brigham and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman. Nice recording there. Concertina solo, Andy's Polka. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And we are at 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. The music continues all waltz time with Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman. One called the Cuckoo Waltz. Brian Brigham and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman, one called the Cuckoo Waltz. Well, you can hear Frank on the bass horn there, really playing a good bass horn. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texted me some more information about upcoming tours, and she says it's not too late to hop on board the Jeannie B's Tours Festive Music Mountains and Mistletoe Branson Christmas. It's a six-day holiday celebration. This tour departs on December 11th, returns on the 16th. Five wonderfully entertaining shows, deluxe motor coach, experience guide, five nights lodging, 10 meals, Christmas present prizes, and holiday goodies will be included. Shows you will enjoy are the Duttons, Clay Cooper, Country Christmas, the Presley's Country Jubilee Holiday Show, Grand Jubilee, and the awesome Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sounds Theater. Call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 today to reserve some of the seats that are available. Filling, so don't wait if you want to join this tour. Maybe you would like your holiday season to include the Bentleyville Lights of Duluth tour on December 19th and 20th. This tour includes lodging at the Radisson Hotel downtown Duluth, three meals, motor coach, guide, the beautifully decorated Glen Sheen Mansion Tour, lunch and free time at the Black Bear Casino. Also, Christmas present prizes and holiday goodies, and a mystery stop en route home. This is a very festive two-day getaway. Call Jeannie B's Tours to reserve your seats on the Christmas Lights Tour. Again, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B has tickets reserved for you and seats on the coach for an Andy and Bing Christmas on December 13th, at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. Christmas with the Nelsons on the 14th, also at the Paramount. Both holiday tours include lunch, motor coach, guide, holidays, goodies, and prizes on the bus. So gather your friends and contact Jeannie B's today. Yeah, sounds like a great time. Any one of those trips would be fun to be along with Jeannie B's. So again, Jeannie B's bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading, that is at 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back to the music of Brian and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman. It's a nice polka tune, one called the Jet Polka. Great number there by Brian and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman, one called the Jet Polka. Music continues right now, Landler Time, one called the Brush Creek Landler. Thank you. Great number there for you. Brian Brigham and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman, one called the Brush Creek Landler. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, and it's brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joan County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And still a great time to head out to Kevin's, see all of those brand new Hustlers that Kevin has on hand. And of course, we happen to have the vac system on ours, so we're going to put that to work yet the next couple of weeks. All those leaves coming down. And just did mow the lawn, was that Monday or Tuesday? Monday, I think it was, when it was so nice and warm. And so we got that all cleaned up, but all the leaves are coming down. And you can do the same when you pick up a brand new Hustler from Kevin's Countryside. Check out the different engine and mowing deck size options that are available to you. Also, baggers and other attachments are available. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, and he'd love to fix you up with a brand new Hustler or repair your machine if it's needing repair. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants, whatever the case might be. And Kevin does accept trades, so he'll trade in old Bessie and fix you up with a brand new Hustler, so he can do that as well. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin also carries that Ego brand battery-powered equipment out there, 54 or 56-volt lithium battery-powered, there's a chainsaw, weed trimmers, the backpack blowers, handheld blowers, self-propelled lawnmower. He's got a whole line of equipment there, and just makes keeping your yard so much easier when you have the right equipment. So check that out at Kevin's as well. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading at 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Brian Brigham and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman. It's the Hometown Hoolerai Polka. Thank you. Brian Brigham and his Mississippi Valley Dutch Band, one called the Hometown Hooleray Polka. 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 41, our current temperature. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a beautiful waltz tune with Brian, one called the Helenka Waltz. Brian Brigham and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet with one called the Helenka Waltz. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 41, our current temperature here in Albany.